previously on Corporate Homing.
Being balanced and busy, not always just booked and busy.
Busy is not a badge of honor.
You can do anything, but you cannot do everything.
On today's episode of Corporate Homing.
Where you can engage in philanthropy and you don't need to be rich.
Pay for a month of prescriptions for an elderly person.
Buy uniforms for kids.
Donate your old furniture to a student.
Hey homies, we are
You're giving us bad episode energy. You can't have that. We got
a whoop whoop for the episode. So this is a really quick episode that was inspired. This actually did not come from the homies. This is just our own thoughts. Everyone this summer was talking about how Robert Smith paid off. For those of you who don't know, he was the commencement speaker at Morehouse's under graduation this year. And at the graduation, he announced that he and his family's, I think, foundation were going to pay off all the student loans for all of the graduates in the class, which for me was just so incredible. Because if you know, especially as a bankruptcy lawyer, if you understand how Black students, especially minority students, graduate with much more debt when they come out of college, kids or students from historically Black colleges equally sort of graduate with exponentially more debt than those at PWIs, then for him to be able to put that many Black men into the world without debt, it was just incredible.
It's a game changer. Yeah, it's a game changer. And gave those kids a leg up that they, it's huge.
And so, I loved all the excitement that was going around, but I also, we also heard people saying things like, if only I was rich, I could do philanthropic things, or I would do good things for people if I was rich too, which really got us to thinking, like, you can be philanthropic or you can engage in philanthropy and you don't need to be rich. And so we thought we would share ways that we do philanthropic things and ways that you could do philanthropic things, and we are by no means rich.
And no, we're certainly not rich. One of the first things you can do is sponsor a kid to camp, right?
I love that.
I've done that in the past, in different camps. I've sponsored kids to the Broadway, the Off-Broadway theater camp here. I sponsored a kid to the Girl Scout camp or basketball camp. I mean, that's one of the things you can do is like call your Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, your local theater. How much is camp for the summer or how much is camp for the month? And pay for a kid because they all have needs-based scholarships.
List.
Yep, they have kids. Sponsor a kid to camp.
I like that. My first one was buy uniforms for kids. So I know in most cities now, public school kids have uniforms. They're usually for sale at your local Target or Walmart. And here in Texas, they're even for sale at the grocery store. And you can normally just buy up random sizes and you could take it to an inner city school and have uniforms. You could literally buy 3 shirts, 3 bottoms, and take them in, and they will have kids who need clothes. So buy uniforms.
And in that same one, I had donate stuff backpacks for back to school. So you buy a backpack, you put notebook paper, pens, a calculator, and again, you take it to the Boys and Girls Club or you take it to your local, whatever, your local
YMCA. Or your school.
Or your school.
Like
yeah.
If your kid goes to school, unless you know whatever they need, do another one. And like you said, there's usually a backpack drive. You can do that. That's a great idea.
These back to school ones are great because we're getting into that season.
About to go into that. My next one was lunch. You can pay a lunch account at a school.
Yep.
So a lot of kids don't have money. They don't necessarily qualify for free lunch, but they also are the working poor and they don't have enough money for lunch. So you can go into a school and you know, you can donate to a lunch account, or you can find kids if it's the middle of the year who have lunch account balances, and you can pay lunch accounts.
Right. I love that, lunch accounts. And then getting away from the kids a little bit, I've got pay for a month of prescriptions for an elderly person. No.
Yeah, because I definitely remember that. And that kind of makes me think of, like, you know, Tyler Perry when he went and paid off layaway accounts.
Right, yeah.
It's the same way kind of thing. Like, you can't, like, you're not Tyler Perry. You can't pay off everybody's, but you can pay one elderly person. And let's be clear, it might even be somebody you know.
That's exactly right. I was going to say, she probably, you might know them from church. You might know them from your neighborhood. They might live next door. Your grandma. They might be your great aunt. They might live next door to your great aunt. But, you know, pay prescriptions for an elderly person. And believe it or not, that one month could go a long way. Yep.
Yep. I had, in that same vein, pay a stranger's or someone you know who needs help with groceries.
I've got the grocery thing, too.
So give somebody that you know that is maybe a single mom, or they may be a family, but you know they're just sort of working to make ends meet, and give them a, you don't have to say like, what are your groceries, but you know what groceries cost, and give them a gift card to to your local grocery store, to your Randall's, to your Kroger, to your Cecil's, to your what's the other
Publix.
One? What's the one in Publix, right? H-E-B, whatever. Here you go, here is a gift card for groceries. And a lot of this stuff you may not feel comfortable, you just do anonymously.
Right.
You can let them know, but you can also just sort of give it to people anonymously.
Right. Yeah, I got that one. I also have donate a book scholarship at your alma mater.
Oh, right, because books are like that,
yeah,
much, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that once you're working, right. But if for a student, that would have been huge. If somebody had put $200 or $500 for a book scholarship, that you're
goes
exactly
a long way.
Right.
And you know, one of the things we found out, I just found out through an organization I was working with, is that at least here in Florida, like a semester of community college, the entire semester is like $1,500. So giving somebody a book scholarship could go a really long way, right? Even if it was, you know, $200 or $300, because community college itself, all of it, all in, is only about $1,500 for the whole semester.
Here's something that someone did for me that I always remembered, and I just felt like changed my whole life, is give a functioning laptop to a student. Like, a lot of us have a laptop at home. We're about to buy another laptop, but the one you have still works. And, you know someone who's about to go off to college or grad school or law school, and give a student, or even a high school now, people need computers, give a functioning laptop to a student.
I love that. I'm going to stick in that same kind of, donate your old furniture to a student. Like, somebody did that for me. I know somebody did that for you when you were in law school. Like, they.
And I've done that for people, too.
You're buying a new bedroom suit. If you don't know a student, then give it to the domestic violence shelter. Somewhere where good things gonna happen. In that same kind of vein, like when Toya and DeMarc first had the boys, I was trying to learn how to send the diapers to them, and I messed up and sent a whole thing of diapers to myself, you know, because I was buying on my Amazon account, and I took them to the domestic violence shelter. Yeah.
Shelter. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that goes to two of my tips. I had donate diapers, toilet paper, or napkins to a women's shelter where they have women and children. And then I also had give diapers to a young family. So anytime you know a young family or a single mom, and they, you know, are not, you know, just whatever, they can always use diapers. They can always use diapers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And diapers are such a large expense.
Yeah, they really are. They really are. And then I have, volunteer to do a Meals on Wheels shift.
Oh, that is nice. I've done that. Yep, that's a good one.
So,
and you talk about feeling, realizing how to put your life in perspective. Go do that. That always makes you like, I'm good.
Right.
I'm blessed.
We had the idea. We have the of doing. We tried to do it. It just didn't work for everybody's schedules, because, you know, with Meals on Wheels, you have to be able to go at the same time to get your own route, but we were trying to do a route where four people shared it, you know what I mean? And then because and a lot of those seniors are so isolated, right? Like, they really do appreciate the comfort. My next tip is, go ahead.
You know, I had a friend, Tamika Tyson, did that once for her birthday. Instead of inviting everybody out.
I do remember that. That was a good idea.
To dinner, she had everybody come and do a Meals on Wheels shift one Saturday, like mid-morning. It was great. Yeah, it was great. My next one, or actually final one, is donate laundry detergent to an inner city like an inner city team, like a basketball team, baseball team or something, because a lot of times the kids don't have the ability to have the clean uniforms and all of that, but or offer to wash the load.
So my last one is team focus as well, which is, you know, you can sponsor a inner city school's meals. So a lot of people don't realize this, like they don't have the PTAs and the booster clubs that have all this money. And so for many kids, the last meal they would have gotten was lunch. And then they've got to go play this game at 6:30 in the evening. And so if you can sponsor the track meet for them to get a meal,
the pizza afterwards,
are always so grateful. Right, because a lot of times the coaches are trying to pay for that stuff out of their own pocket, and as we know, public school teachers don't make that much money. So you could, you know, whatever your thing is, you could say, okay, I'm gonna take care of, you know, three meets, you know, for the girls track team, or three meals for the girls basketball team, or whatever it may be. But that's also another way to be philanthropic.
So here's one more thing that hit me that I didn't have on my list, but I know that I've done, is offer to babysit and give a young family that you know doesn't have a lot of money a date night. So you offer to keep their kids, and if you're a person who doesn't like to keep kids, or if you have kids and you have a sitter, then you pay for your sitter to go
and
over
keep their kids.
And keep
That's a great
kids.
Idea.
So that because usually really young families that don't have a lot of money don't get a chance to go out on dates, and so sort of you help them. It's not enough. I mean, you could give them, you know, a gift card to a restaurant, but then they don't have childcare, so they will never ever be able to actually have the date night. So sort of provide the childcare.
I love that. That's a really good one. So we knew that this would be quick. We just wanted to give you a way to, you know, to give your kindness within the scope of what you can do.
Right, that generosity doesn't require.
No, it does not. And I don't want to be remiss. You can always donate your time. Whatever that may be, right? Tutoring, volunteering, you know, sorting food.
That's
all that is still philanthropic.
That's right.
And it doesn't cost you a dollar.
Yep. So that was just real quick. Like I said, in the spirit of the Robert Smith stories, the Tyler Perry paying, that we always think we can't do that. You can find ways yourself to be that person. So this was just a quickie. If you have an episode that you want, a topic you want us to cover, or even a quick chat like this, send us an email at questions@corporatehomie. If you want us to come and speak to your organization, then send us an email at info@corporatehomie.com.
And if you're enjoying the podcast, and please feel free to write a review, as we always talk about that. It's the currency of podcasts. So please drop us a review and let us know your thoughts. And until next time,
hustle hard, homies. The All of You Get You a Twin. Get you another homie.